AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Vice President J.D. Vance is warning Iran not to try to play the U.S. during talks this weekend in Pakistan on ending the war. Saqib Maghani has our report.
Before boarding Air Force 2 for Islamabad,
if the Iranians are willing to negotiate in good faith, we're certainly willing to extend the open hand.
But something other than that will not be well received. Hours later, President Trump wrote on social media, "The only reason Iranians are even alive today is for negotiations," days after explicitly threatening to wipe out their civilization. But the fragile ceasefire appears on the precipice, with seemingly irreconcilable differences.
Make or break.
Pakistan's prime minister calls this stage of talks make or break. Saqib Maghani, Washington.
Meanwhile, Israel and Lebanon are to hold talks next week, but an Israeli strike killed at least 13 Lebanese security personnel in southern Lebanon today. Isabel Debray has more from Beirut.
Israel says it wants these negotiations to focus on the future of its relationship with the Lebanese government and focus on specifically disarming Hezbollah. The Lebanese government wants to disarm Hezbollah. It's actually been trying to for a long time now, but it obviously faced constraints because Hezbollah remains very powerful. However, disagreements between these two sides are already beginning to emerge because Israel says it wants to be able to continue striking Hezbollah, to continue its fierce military campaign, even as these negotiations are beginning next week. While we do know from the Lebanese government that they will insist on a ceasefire in order to start these negotiations.
And the Artemis II astronauts are headed for a Pacific splashdown after their trip around the moon. The Orion capsule is expected to hit 33 times the speed of sound as it re-enters Earth's atmosphere. A recovery ship is in position awaiting the crew's arrival, along with military planes and helicopters. This is AP News. In Northern California, murder charges. Jennifer King has the case.
Authorities in Yolo County announced charges in a deadly explosion of illegal fireworks at a warehouse last July.
The most serious charges are 7 counts of second-degree murder for each of the victims.
Yolo County's Deputy District Attorney Clara Navity says a total of 8 people face 30 charges in the case, including murder, conspiracy, and possession of illegal assault weapons.
Those counts allege a decade-long conspiracy which turned the property of a former Sheriff's Lieutenant Sam Machado into the Northern California hub for an illegal enterprise.
The blast was so strong it blew open doors at neighboring houses. 7 people were killed.
This is not a case just about fireworks. They are devices that have so much more explosive fireworks than the law allows that they can't be considered fireworks.
I'm Jennifer King.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.